It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman. The Free Syrian Army, the Syrian Islamic Liberation Front, Jaish al-Islam, and the Syrian Islamic Front, those are some of the many Syrian rebel groups fighting President Bashar al-Assad's government. A deputy prime minister in Syria, Kadri Jamil, said the peace talks could begin again in Geneva in November, but the U.S. and Russia have not yet set a date, and a spokesperson for Secretary General Ban Ki-moon of the U.N. could not confirm the dates reported in Syrian state media. As the world looks towards diplomacy in Syria, the question arises, who will represent the Syrian people at the table, and how effective will the talks be given the current unrest there? Mona Yacoubian is the senior advisor for Stimson's Middle East program. She joins us from Washington, D.C. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I looked quickly at rebel groups, and by some counts, there are as many as 1,000 different splinters. Who are the main Syrian rebels at play when we talk about potential discussions?
Well, there's the Free Syrian Army, which is really kind of more of a broad umbrella brand that covers a number of moderate groups that work together in various ways, or are willing to work with Western countries and are a bit more moderate in their outlook. Then you have more kind of radical groups on the other end of the spectrum, those that sort of in some ways affiliate with al-Qaeda and have a more radical jihadist view. And then in between those two poles, you have Islamist organizations, Islamist fighting groups that might have varying but increasingly, as you go down the scale, sort of more severe interpretations of Islam and Islamic law and how and what sort of a future Syria should look like.
Have we seen the rise of some of these groups over the course of this conflict in Syria, or were they there right from the get-go?
Well, what I think the most disturbing trend is that we've witnessed in Syria is the growth of more extremist factions, particularly ones that have jihadist affiliations with al-Qaeda. They were not there at the beginning of the conflict, but certainly started to come to the fore as early as January of 2012, but I think have much more of an impact on the ground today in Syria, including even controlling some of the border posts in the north of the country with the Turkish border.
I was going to ask you what kind of influence that they have, these groups have, outside of Syria itself, because we've heard some reports about car bombings in Iraq, things like that.
Well, it's important to first bear in mind that these groups inside Syria, are, in terms of numbers, are still somewhat of a minority. So I think it's important to understand that first. But in particular, the al-Qaeda affiliates have connections to al-Qaeda in Iraq. And indeed, we're seeing sort of growing or sort of more of a blurring of the lines, frankly, between Syria and the jihadist activity in Iraq, where on the one hand, we're seeing jihadist insurgent groups in Iraq gain an influence. We've seen a distinct uptick in killings inside of Iraq, and that, at least in part, is due to the conflict in Syria.
We're talking with Mona Yacoubian from the Stimson Center in Washington, D.C. Yesterday, Secretary of State John Kerry, in an interview on NPR, said that, and this is a quote, if you pull together a negotiated settlement by which the Syrian people elect a government, you can isolate the extremists and build a secular state of Syria. I'm confused how that democratically elected Syrian government, first of all, would come about, and second, could control growing extremism in the country itself.
Well, I think it's a huge challenge, and it's certainly an understandable goal that the United States and others have with respect to Syria, a worthwhile goal. But I think the reality is that on the ground, it's a much more complex situation. And I think, really, frankly, one of the key questions is, will whomever comes to the negotiating table on the Syrian side, on the Syrian opposition side, really be able to implement the decisions that are reached and have enough sway and influence over the many groups that are operating on the ground, and in particular those that are more extremist elements.
I know that a representative of the Syrian government perhaps jumped the gun by saying that the November next month would be the month that the Geneva II conference, these international peace discussions, would get underway. One of the questions I had was how anybody would go about determining which opposition groups were represented at the table, given how many there are.
Well, of course, the United States has longstanding ties to Syrian opposition groups, as do our allies in Europe and those in the Gulf. And I think there are ongoing discussions with the Syrian Opposition Coalition, which is the largest grouping of Syrian opposition, political opposition. We also have connections with the Supreme Military Council, which is kind of the, if you will, sort of the armed element of the Syrian Opposition Coalition. And so we are, I'm sure, on an official level engaged in continual negotiations and discussions with those Syrian groups, attempting to get them to be a bit more unified before coming to the table.
I know that one of the sticking points for these talks was whether President Bashar al-Assad would remain in office or be removed from office before the talks began. Is that still on the table?
Well, it's been kept purposefully ambiguous, and this harkens back to something called the Geneva Communique, which was an agreement that was reached in June of 2012. And there, the decision was to bring about what's called a transitional body with full executive power. And it's really a way of sort of skirting, at least directly, the fate of President Assad. But I think given the fact that Syria is now also in the throes of implementing a chemical weapons agreement, an agreement to disarm itself of all of its chemical weapons, and of course President Assad is critical in ensuring that that agreement is implemented, at this point it's very hard to imagine any sort of talks going off without President Assad still in power in Syria.
Mona Yacoubian is Senior Advisor for Stimson's Middle East Program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.